Petersburg's Marijuana Regulation Advisory Committee has been meeting in various subcommittees this spring, one focusing on zoning, one on public safety, and one on permitting and taxation for marijuana businesses. Some of the subcommittee members reported back on their discussions at a meeting in late May. However, committee members are interested in waiting until state regulations are proposed before coming up with laws at the local level. Here's Rick Dormer reporting on the discussion of the zoning subcommittee.
Good comment was made for us to not skip forward and feel like we have to start, hey, there's this committee or a subcommittee, to start setting regulations just to feel like we're doing something, knowing that the state's probably going to come back and
give us probably fairly strict parameters.
Yes, right, and we'll end up redoing it and be work for nothing. So that was a
correct
comment.
That's Committee Chair Jay Stanton Greger responding. The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has 9 months to develop regulations on licensing marijuana businesses, as well as prohibition of such businesses if a community votes for that option. The ABC board has until November 24th to adopt those regulations, and if it doesn't do so by that point, local governments can adopt their own. The state will start accepting license applications in February of 2016 and anticipates issuing the first licenses to pot businesses in May of next year. Petersburg's committee spent most of its meeting in May listening to a proposal for a borough-run business to grow, process, and sell pot. Local resident James Baker presented a budget for several phases of a marijuana grow operation and suggested using the Baylor facility for a dispensary. He also suggested marketing the pot under the name Petersburg's Finest. He thought it could bring in money for the municipality.
Now, due to the state budget cuts and the current financial status, you have a justifiable reason to do so, and you can control the industry here.
Baker thought the operation could run with 2 employees, along with volunteer labor. Committee members asked Baker a few questions about obstacles for a municipally run dispensary, and the committee agreed to meet again on September 30th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.